Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I like it when you smile when the show starts.
Well,
there,
you're so close to me. It's I feel you.
I can. I'm feel Michael Horn along with the talented,
I can feel
Fred Dreyer.
Your body heat. You know, if we should have your temperature taken.
All
you may have COVID.
I've had it already.
I can feel it. It's like standing next to a radiator up in Aspen.
It's an amazing day today. One of the most amazing days of all time.
Yes.
Fred Dreyer has ordered dinner for me.
I did.
It's really. You okay? You have a fever, don't you?
I ordered what's best for you.
What is that?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Good.
Coleslaw.
Oh, coleslaw is delicious.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
And a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie?
I got you a pumpkin pie.
Well, the 3 out of 4 is not bad. But
No, that's what you want. And you also want to eat it in reverse. You want to start with the pumpkin pie.
You do?
And that way, by the time you get to the wad of meat, you know, you're not going to want to finish it.
That's right.
Okay.
Just one, though, right? Because last time, didn't you do like double cheeseburgers? And that was a lot of food.
Well, I think we ate them.
Okay.
I think somebody did.
I think we did.
I don't know who the hell was in that room, but they are gone.
We did pretty good handicapping last weekend. Well, no, actually we didn't.
No, we didn't.
What prompted us? On paper, you know, the coach was down with COVID-19. Players were down with COVID-19 on the Cleveland Browns. And so we just thought that Pittsburgh was going to come back. And we were right in the second half. But by that time, the game was over with. Boy, Cleveland just killed them, didn't they?
Well, here's the deal. Yes. I just looked at my notes. Honestly, this isn't true. I just looked at my notes, and the Steelers came back and scored 37 points.
Yeah.
And I'm
could have gone either way.
If they would have had another hour, maybe, to play.
It's true. And we didn't pick the Rams, and once again, they had no quarterback, and then the quarterback they didn't have actually came in.
Well,
here's
the other, here's something to think about.
What's that?
This week, the Rams are in Green Bay. The weather's supposed to be 20 to 25 degrees.
Pick Green Bay.
And are you going to bet on them and a sore-thumbed post-operative quarterback?
Green Bay.
Well,
I like
don't
the
know.
Rams a
I
lot.
Don't know. I like the Rams defense. I like how they
love the defense.
I like all that stuff.
All right, we'll talk more about this. Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, coming to you from CRN Sports Byline and Sirius XM.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell me what? What can't you tell? Welcome back. Welcome back here to the show. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Sirius XM. And I forget what channel we're on now. Is it 223? I believe so. And sports byline. We're glad to have you all with us here today as we get into the show. And Fred Dreyer, how was your week? I usually ask you that at the beginning of the show. Everything okay? You doing good? You look nice and everything? Like,
I feel all right. Yeah, I'm, you know.
You're happier. You're buying food for the entire staff here.
Well, you know.
It's amazing.
That's, I think, something that I enjoy doing.
So you didn't leave your credit card with somebody here so they can order for the whole staff, did you?
Some guy riding by on a bicycle, I said, hey, take this credit card down over to Nordhoff Boulevard and get us some
What's the place? It's a good
tacos.
Hamburger stand. What's the place over there? It's called The Stand,
I think. The
Stand has a really good burger. Yeah. If you really want a good burger, go to Columbo's. They go to The Stand.
So you asked me how I am. I'm fine, and I just completed some more testing, a brain scan testing for concussion syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And I can proudly, happily report that I'm not digressing.
That's very good.
You know, so.
Due to your playing days.
You know, listen, ladies and gentlemen who are out there listening, you know, you can, as you get older, you don't have to have a blow to the head to be able to trace and track down injury and inflammation. One thing I kind of learned is that any inflammation anywhere in the body is not good, and there's ways of knowing if you have inflammation. But the one thing that you must know is that stroke goes through the roof if you have inflammation.
That is true.
And if you have damaged spots on your brain that they'll show you when they hook you up, if they pick out that you have damaged spots, then you have inflammation, and they can measure how much inflammation you have based on a couple of elements. But I am getting rid of my brain inflammation.
How do you do that? Is it like tests or what?
It's through the process of neurofeedback. Dr. Christine Krause down in Laguna Niguel is she's become a very good friend, and she's very good at what she does, and I'm thrilled that I've been able to. You know, I took my daughter down there to see him. See her, and
what happened?
She got tuned up. Everybody, it's not.
I
like,
should go there.
It's well, everybody,
get a test.
Everybody should to a degree. If you have PTSD, if you've been in the service, the military, you played sports of any kind, you know, you get forgetful. I know people who I'm with. You know, we get in the car to go someplace, and they have to go back inside two or three times because they forgot a bag, a hat, their keys, their gloves, whatever it might be, and they're not thrilled about it. That's all a part of the degrading of the quality of life. And people get scared about that. You know, someone says, gee, I had to go back inside my house three or four times a day to get things I forgot. And the other day I went down to, I was on my way down early in the morning. I get on the freeway and head down there, down to Laguna Niguel. And I made my lunch the previous night, and I usually have it all set out there, and I forgot it.
So you forgot your whole
lunch.
I
forgot my whole freaking lunch. Yeah. I went without. And, you know, I mean, it's just stupid, you know, to not be able to function sometimes. You know,
I forget things all the time when I'm getting because I got so much stuff. Yeah. I have so much.
Well, look, you know, that's the way it is. Yeah. And you get to a place where people say, well, that's just the way it is, and everybody I know is suffering the same thing, and I know, and everybody should get checked out. Everybody should go down to find out and get a brain mapping. And I've got many of them over the years.
You have. You've been going there a while.
Yeah.
But, that's good.
Anyway, I don't want to get off on
that.
No, that's
all right.
So anyway, I completed the course, and I think in February I'll go back for another round. But I'm very, very glad that I have taken the time. You know, it's not easy to switch.
Yeah, that's a commitment. You get up early in the morning.
You got to really commit to do. You got to commit to
Orange County,
that.
And then come on back, and you got to drive from the beach, Laguna Beach, up into Chatsworth. You're something else. Very good.
Well,
proud of you there, Fred. Well, let's get into our mailbag over here. You know, you can email us, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com. We're also on radio stations. We're on all different apps. We're on cable systems, and we're on Facebook Live. I think they've still kept us up there. They've dumped everybody else off. We're on Facebook Live, and I better be careful. I'm just kidding, Facebook. Leave us alone. And Bernard is here saying, hello, Fred and Mike. Since the province of Ontario has just issued a stay-at-home order, there's no better way to start the evening than listening to you guys. Regards from mild Ottawa, 32 degrees they got right now.
Fabulous.
So, and Pam says, hi, Fred and Mike from Georgia. Buddy is saying, hi, gentlemen, enjoying your show as per usual. We got Alexis. Turn on my heater. Okay, never mind. Alexis says, hi, Fred. Love you in Hunter. And there's a new person watching you on Hunter. Kathy says, hi, Mike and Fred from Cambria. Alexis also saying, you're awesome, Fred.
Thank you.
Well, that's two comments from her on there.
Well, that's thank you very much.
Alexis, turn on the radio. Thank you. Okay, so James says, hi, Fred and Mike from Arizona. This is James in Arizona. He says, January 6, 1980 is a day to remember with Fred and the Rams with their win over the NFC title game at Tampa Bay. I'd like to know what Coach Ray Malavasi said to you, Fred, and the team after the game. I heard it was an emotional year for all of you.
What he said to us?
Yeah. And he says, P.S., I enjoy your work on Under. I watch every day. This is the Tampa Bay game in 1980. Say anything to you guys afterwards?
You mean the NFC Championship.
Yeah, the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, well, just congratulations. I mean, that he was the head coach at that time.
Right.
And not for long, though, after that. But he put together a very good game plan against Tampa Bay. They had a pretty good team. Very good defense as well. But Vince Ferragamo was our quarterback. Lawrence McCutcheon and all of our guys were up to the task offensively, and we beat him 9-0. I believe that's what it was, and we executed a game plan, which was control the line of scrimmage, rush the passer, and just hit. And just get to the ball and hit, and then you wind up. That's the only way that you can affect another good team, because they're doing the same thing to you. So he was very proud of us, and we were in Tampa. We played them there, and you know, one of the great joys that you have as an athlete is when you get on that airplane after a great dominating win and fly back six and a half hours back home and get out of the airplane and go to your car, and in the parking lot are about 5,000-6,000 fans
to greet you. Does that make you feel good as a player?
Yes. Yes, it does. It makes you feel as though that you know what you're doing matters to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
So, and in the plane, it doesn't seem like a six-hour flight, does it? It seems like you're just...
It's great. Everybody's up. Everybody's milling around. It's like a junket to Hawaii. We're all getting on the airplane. We get our seats, put our stuff in the overhead, and we take our shoes off, and we open up the liquor, and then we stroll up and down the aisle, and we have a lot of fun.
I'm going to stroll up and down to the coffee machine. Be back with more in the Sports Lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we've got lots of stuff to talk about here. Let me ask you a question, Fred, because it's kind of a player sort of thing. Many years ago, you had Ray Malavasi as your coach on the Los Angeles Rams, and he used to do a call-in shot on KMPC Radio, the radio station that carried the Rams, and he'd talk Monday mornings with Robert W. Morgan, who was the morning guy at the station. And one day he was talking to him, and I think it was a road game because Malavasi was tired. And Malavasi fell asleep on the phone and snored during the interview. Now, my question is, as a player, did you guys give Ray a hell on that when he did that?
Oh, yeah.
What happened on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Ray had to carry that thing around for a while.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, the beauty was is that he says, Coach Ray. And he says, yeah, I think we lost the coach, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Ray, what do you think about the defense today? So that went on for like about 15 minutes. It sounds like it was corny, but it wasn't. It was hilarious. And, of course, everybody in the Western civilization heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And he got such that people hammered him.
They did.
And that was our Super Bowl year, you know.
That was the Super Bowl year. 79, right?
It was a weird year. We were 9-6 or something like that, or 8-8 or something. I don't know what the hell we were. But it was one of those afternoons. And
you haven't heard it.
Really embarrassed. And, you know, he could take a joke as much as the next guy, but after a while, he couldn't get away from it.
he was snoring logs, I'm telling you. And Robert W. Morgan just played right along, like you said.
Well, the players thought it was funny, and ownership didn't appreciate it.
I'm sure they did not appreciate it at all. All right, let's get back. Should we take a few more from the old Facebook Live here for Fred Dreyer? We've got Kathy said, and she's getting back now to you talking about the treatments you've had to stimulate your brain and all that. She says, my husband had that test at the Amen Clinic in Orange County after a head injury and PTSD. Very interesting and eye-opening.
That's where I met Christine Krause. She was working at the Amen Clinic in Newport Beach. And then when I took my test, he said, you know, you better get on this. You don't want to screw around with this. And so I went down the hall and knocked on the door, and this was the doctor that he had set me up. And it was up to me to make arrangements with that doctor. She had my file. And she says, okay, this is what this is. This is what you have to do. This is what it will become if you do nothing.
Wow.
And she says, there are things you can do that will now prevent it from expanding. And there's things you can do that will fix some of these things forever. You can go through the program, and you can actually get well from brain bruising and brain trauma and brain injury, and that's what, you know, I've got a lot of my NFL friends and just people in general that find out I'm doing this, and they say, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I've been doing this, you know, for, you know, the last 7, 8, 9 years, you know, but I've really been hitting it hard and heavy here, you know, recently, because there's I'm at a place in time age-wise where you want to get on this and don't screw around with it and think that, well, gee, I can think good enough. You know, my thinking capacity and memory's good enough.
Right.
It's like having having money. You can never have enough money to make you comfortable in life. And you can't have enough of confidence in your mental health and your brain health. It's great to be able to know that you can pick the phone up and call somebody and talk specifically. I was in Chicago several years ago on a television show.
Right.
And I was looking at my work that I was supposed to shoot that afternoon and that evening. And I'm there in Chicago up in the hotel looking out the window. And I started looking at all this stuff. And I realized, wait a minute, I've been looking at this page, you know, for the last 2 hours. And it's not coming to me. It's coming too slow. And there's a chance that I may, by the time I get to work, I may not know what I'm doing.
Wow.
And so I called Christine right from the hotel and told her. And she says, yeah. She says, well, you'll be all right. You know, concentrate. Don't use your training as an actor, which helps tremendously if you have a structure that you you know, a craft that you have with all actors, good, prepared actors have. And she says, once you get back, you're calm and we'll start setting stuff up. And so I did.
Does the NFL pay for any of this?
No, I don't talk to the NFL about it.
Really?
They're scam artists. You know, I've presented them. They're doctors, NFL doctors, refuse to acknowledge all the diagnosis and the work the Amen Clinic has done, and therefore, subsequently, all of the recommendations that their clinic has done for people. And they say, well, that's not conclusive, and we don't think we're going to... hey, listen, here's my printout. Here's the work. It's very provable. And when someone says, well, you're not hurt enough, what should I be, a babbling idiot? You know, so it's created a lot of ill will. And the NFL will tell you that they've shelled out money in this area. I don't doubt they've shelled out money. But remember, it's who and at what degree that they acknowledge that the player needs assistance, and how long they will be needing assistance. I've been shelling out money on my own. I've always believed in supporting myself and the things that I do health-wise. And I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
In the last 40, 50 years of my life taking care of myself, spending money, whatever it might be, whether it's operations or whatever it might be. I don't wait around and fill out pages and ask permission to take care of myself. I've never, ever done that. It's just what I believe in. Are there some things that I have done that I could have, sign this, fill this out, mail it in, and wait 2 years.
To get approval, you're right.
And you'll get 40% of the payment. I'm not doing that. I'm not living my life that way. That builds aggravation, and I don't want to have to go through that.
You don't want that stress.
I don't want it. I just don't want to live my life that way. And And I know enough about myself where I can actually fix things and get to it. It's a great feeling to be able to get in the car and go down there and say, this is what I need.
Take charge.
And have her look at my, take a look at my brain, hook me up, and just say, yep, here's the issue right there. And right there, that's that we can treat that. Let's get you going. And have it come out and have it really really contribute to the quality of your life.
All right, we got some more comments here. Beverly saying, good evening. Always a great pleasure to listen to the show. Phyllis says, hi, Fred, from Lake Worth in Florida. Love watching the repeats of Hunter while staying close to home. Ray says, hi, Fred and Mike. We can always count on a great show from you guys and your crew. Keep up the good work. That's Ray from San Marcos,
Thank
California.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
Gay says, I can now get Hunter on YouTube. Need to watch it sometime.
Yeah.
So you're on YouTube. Lois says, hi, Fred from Wisconsin. Christina still watching reruns of Hunter. Let's who is this here? CJ says, you're the best, Mr. Dreyer. Chris says, got to get back into producing a TV show. That's if you have time. Do you have time to produce a TV show?
Well, yes and no, but you have to have distribution. You have to have somebody setting up a budget, somebody wanting you to do it, and we don't have that. I've pretty much put my acting, producing, especially the producing side of things, kind of like put that on the back burner while I'm here developing this with you here at CRN, you know.
I mean, yeah, but we'd like you to do another TV show, Fred.
Well.
Wouldn't we?
Well,
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we would. Anyway, and who else do we have here? Oh, Regis says, hi from, where are you, Regis? The north side of France.
The north side of France.
There you go.
Hey.
You're pulling them in. You know, the great Robert Conrad used to get them from France. Now you are.
You're a ways from Bordeaux, I know that.
Yeah, Bordeaux, some good wines there. Same with Burgundy.
Indeed there are.
All right, so if you want to email Fred, don't forget that. We'll get to the emails in the next segment. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Yeah, you're still competing. We're still here. We'll talk about some football games coming up for you, playoffs. Talk about the NCAA championship as well, too. Stay with us here. We're in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish, plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Welcome to the show, by the way, folks.
Yeah, glad to have everybody here. We got lots to work on and talk about here as we move along here. The show's flying by. Chris is saying got to get back to doing a TV show. We mentioned that. Carl says great call on the Browns wild card game, Fred. He likes your call on that. Joseph says how about a new Hunter movie with Hunter as commander of police? What do you think? Or the police chief?
It's interesting because that show would have to be put together and conceived and set forth into the world of television entertainment with the way people think about policing today. You know, politic of getting rid of cops are bad. You know, that whole element, you know, cops are they got a the network and the distributors, the people who air these shows, you know, there's a politic to everything today. Everything has changed. So if we're doing a cop show, then I've got to come up with a character that I want to play, not some lackey, you know, who's worried about how many bad cops are shooting black people today.
Would you be a police chief? Would you go for that?
There's the infrastructure, the grid work that you lay stories over when it comes to policing. There's the actual cops that drive down the street and bang on doors and run down alleys and shoot and fight and all that. Then there's the detectives. Then there's the lab work. And then there's the above the line stuff, where you go to, behind the scenes where you're dealing with the police department, the newspapers, the media, and in this case, social media. There's a lot of things there that you can do a show about and work out. So there's lots to do, and there's a good chance you may not get any of your ideas through because they're too conservative.
Well, and a lot of the shows have switched now. Like the Blue Bloods are doing the things you're talking about, and The Rookie and Chicago PD. So it's kind of interesting stuff. I will tell you that. Let's get a few more comments in so we can get everybody in today if we can. And we got here B. Beaton says hi to you from
Hi, B.
She gave you the cup holder and she gave you the candy for Christmas. Thank you, B.
So much. You're very sweet. Very kind.
Thank you. He's the best. And Chris says Hunter moves to the captain's chair. Chris wants you to get in the captain's chairs. Jim says hi from Virginia. Loved Hunter. A lot of respect for all you do. Not a Rams fan, but best of luck to them this weekend. And Bruce says another great show. Looking forward to more. Let's talk about the weekend a little bit. What about that Rams Green Bay? You're picking the Rams, you think, on this one? What are you doing?
I'm going to pick the Rams
over Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because?
Yeah. I'm going to pick them because, playoffs are different, you know, and it affects certain people on your team differently. Here you have a Ram defense.
Defense is the key
that
here.
Is so dominating.
I agree with you.
And if
Packers are favored by 7.
Yeah, I know. And they're at home, and they're going to be playing in 20-degree weather.
These are going to be
so the challenges are going to be there, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, these are going to be good games. Tampa Bay playing New Orleans at New Orleans. That's coming up on Sunday. And the Saints are favored in that by 3.5. I might pick Tampa Bay on that game. I don't know. New Orleans is good, but what the heck? Being played at New Orleans, what do you think?
It comes down to who makes the big plays on these games.
Baltimore, the Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. That's going to be a great game because Baltimore has stepped up and Buffalo is great. And Jeremy Dayton will be upset if I go ahead and pick the Bills. Bills are favored by 2.5. This is basically a pick 'em game. This should be a good one. Who do you think?
Yeah, well, let's see. It's Baltimore.
Baltimore. At Buffalo.
I think weather has a lot to do with it. You know, who can hold on to it? Who's throwing it? A Buffalo probably wants to throw.
What's your pick?
I'm gonna go with the Bills.
I might do Baltimore. I haven't decided. Oh. Cleveland at Kansas City. Here's another tough one. And the Chiefs are favored by, they're a great team, by 9.5. You think Cleveland finally gets stopped on this one here? I got to think so. I got to go Chiefs. I love Cleveland, but I got to go Chiefs.
At the Chiefs.
Yeah, at Kansas City.
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Kansas City.
All right, let's take a look. We got some pictures here to talk about. Let's see what we got here. We actually will describe the pictures because a lot of you are listening audio only, but we do put this show up on Tiki Live and crntalk.com and Facebook Live, so we've got cameras going. And here's a picture that Pam sent in. Says she loves watching Hunter. I love it now as much now as when it first premiered. You and Stephanie Kramer, exceptional actors, made Hunter the most enjoyable cop show of all time. I found this photo of you wearing your uniform. And since you retired from football in 1981, did you think you had a few more years left to play with the Rams or possibly with another team? Or were you ready to leave football and pursue your acting career?
Well, I played 13 years, and I played long enough. I had opportunities and interests. And I took them, and that right there was a picture.
Number 89, Fred, your jersey on.
That was 1972.
And you're ready, it looks like you're at the line of scrimmage, ready to bust out, except you don't have your helmet on, so that's going to be a little strange.
Yeah, I do. I have it. You have to look.
Your helmet is on?
Just look closer.
Okay. We keep looking. All I see is a big old head of hair over there. I'm telling you that. Okay, we got another picture over here. This one goes back to the Hunter TV show, and it's a picture of you and Robert Vaughn, the great man from Uncle himself.
Yeah,
and he was one of the higher ups at the police department, wasn't he? Robert Vaughn, the commissioner or something, wasn't he?
In this episode?
In this episode, what was he here in this one? Do you remember this?
He was in the hierarchy of business affairs, you know, and
The internal affairs, right? Wasn't that what he did?
That's what it was.
Internal affairs guy. That's right.
And I would talk to him, you know, during in between shots, and I'd say, Mr. Vaughn, he'd say, please call me Bob. I said, okay, Bob. I said, Bob, it is.
Call him Napoleon Solo. I would have gotten confused because
he was really great. It was great to have him. You know, there's certain people that have a cachet. Yeah, I also talked to him about Steve McQueen and Bullet. You know, he played Chalmers
in the Bullet.
And movie. I asked him about Simon Oakland. I think Simon Oakland is a terrific actor. You know who he is?
Yeah, Simon Oakland, one of the great character actors, round face.
Yeah, he was
in Twilight Zone episodes.
He was in Korshak.
Yeah, he's something else.
Night Stalker. Remember the Night Stalker?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's we got another photo here. If we can get to this one here, this. Where are we here? We're going to this shot right here. This is a photo that Ray shared with you, and it's a bunch of people standing like a human triangle are here or something. What are you doing here? Who are these people in this photo? There's you down there as the base, and who's standing up on top of you guys?
That's Ali Sherman.
Ali Sherman. Who's Ali Sherman?
Head coach of the New York Football Giants.
Oh, these are the Giants here, right?
I think that was done in at Mama Leone's restaurant.
Oh. And, you know the other guys there that are somebody stole this from Fox 11.
The fella on my right, the left, looking at it.
Yeah,
he was a receiver. His name Houston.
Houston.
And then the guy on my left, the big guy there is it was Vernon Vannoy.
Oh.
Vernon was from Kansas. He was a defensive end. And he was 6'8", about 270, and he was skinny. But, yeah.
Houston dropped one of the passes, did you look around and say, Houston, we have a problem?
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah, we always used to say that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For at least being nice to me on that one. That's something else. Oh, I'm telling you.
That's an old photo. I remember that's an old photo. Allie, this is 1969 because Allie was fired as a Giants head coach in September of 69 after our sixth consecutive preseason loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers up in Canada in Montreal at Jarry Stadium. And so this was a publicity picture, I think, right before training camp of July. And all of these guys were the new rookies for that year. And that was Allie on top. I don't know why the hell he got up there. Whose idea was it to form that shot?
I don't know, but somebody did. It was a good shot. Anyway, let's see who else is here. Myra says you'd be a welcome actor in anything right now, people are saying. Joseph said Robert Devon was the deputy chief. That's what he was, deputy chief. And Chris says, yep, deputy chief Curtis Moorhead. That was his title or his name in the show. Kathy says, love Fred, loved him in Hunter, loved watching him play football. Well, he's still around. You can watch him do his radio show.
Exactly.
It's not Tommy Lasorda, but our buddy Tommy Lasorda is gone. Is that sad? We love Tommy Lasorda.
Well, I figured I'd be around here for a long time. But
I'm telling you, he was something else. I love Thomas Charles Lasorda.
He was a beauty, man. I'm telling you, boy. Just saying, you know, some of the great quips and stories that you've got with Tommy, you can't air on public radio, you know.
You can't. He talks about coming out to the mound. The pitcher was out there.
Geez,
it was the
Louise.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and a couple of runners on base. And he came and he says, let me ask you something, kid. He said, if you were to die right now and you went up to heaven and went up to St. Peter, would you want to tell St. Peter I won this game or I lost this game? And the kid says, coach, I would tell him I want to win this game. He says, well, get that ball out there and get these guys out. And so the pitcher walks the next batter. Next guy comes up, gets a hit. The Dodgers lose the game. Pitcher goes in the dugout. And Tommy says, what's wrong? He said, you're going to win the game. He says, Skip, you had me so worried about dying, I couldn't pitch. Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy.
How about Nick Saban? Seven of these championships here.
I think it's Saban, Mike.
I'm sorry, Saban. Yeah, Saban Entertainment. Nick Saban.
Saban Entertainment.
And Nick
used
Saban.
To make really bad movies.
Well, Nick Saban makes really good football teams. Seven championships he's got
good.
Here now.
He's good.
And Bear Bryant had six, and people thought that was going to last. Or Bear Bryant, as I like to call him.
Bryant.
Yeah,
Bryant. It's in Bryant.
Bear Bryant.
It's in.
My personal favorite is Bernie Bierman, who had five.
Yeah. Bernie.
And Woody Hayes had five also. He was tied with.
Woody.
Who's Bernie? You got any background?
I have no idea who
Bernie Bierman
is.
Anyway, congratulations to Alabama.
Well, look, you know something? You know, you want to know why they're good?
Why?
Is because that program is this singularly the vision of one man.
Who?
Nick Saban.
I think it's Saban.
It is Saban. Now that I see it, I realize it has to be Saban. It's Saban. But recruiting, development, environmentally disciplined player development, all these things. You know, he takes players and develops them. He makes citizens out of them, and he's on them all the time. You saw that special a couple of years ago that he had. You know, he follow one kid around there and said, "That's not right. Get down there, and do it again. That's not right. Now you're getting better. By the end of the week, you should be better. I shouldn't have to talk to you about this by the end of the week." You know, and he was an awful lot like Trump in many ways. How he talked to you, how he personalized the things, how he set forth his thoughts were very important to these kids.
I hope that Alabama doesn't impeach him after that comment there.
Well, you never can tell.
We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, and the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He is one of the best. He's with you every week at this time. A couple of more comments here that we can fill in. Beverly says, I'm listening to you guys and watching Columbo. Dick Van Dyke is a guest star on this show, but I remember, Fred, you were a guest on his show as a police chief on Diagnosis Murder. Were you on with Dick Van Dyke?
I did a show with Dick Van Dyke. I was a guest actor on his show, Diagnosis Murder. It was produced by Fred Silverman. And at CBS at that time, but Dick said one day at lunch, he says, "You know, Fred Silverman's coming over here, and he says, you know what I should do? I should have him develop something with you, because when I finish doing the show, you know, the show's going to end, and they're probably going to want something to follow up on, and there's a couple of real good ideas you could develop as a spinoff of my show, Diagnosis Murder."
Yeah.
So Fred came over, knocked on my trailer, we went out and we chatted about stuff, and we developed a great idea called The Chief, and we had it all worked out. We used some clips of Dick Van Dyke's show and the show that I was in, and it was a great idea. And that genius Maven, that programming genius you know, over at CBS, Les Moonves turned it down.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. They should have picked that show. It'd still be running. It was so good.
Thank you, Chris. He says he likes my shirt. You said you liked my shirt. Everybody's commenting on this shirt today. Thank you all. That's our show. If you miss anything, log on to our website at crntalk.com for more information, podcasts of Fred Dreyer. Don't forget we're on the CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM. And thanks so much for being with us here on the show today. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, if he's still up there. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, that's a nice shirt, but you should start wearing that Christmas tank top I gave you.
I'm going to have to put that on next week. Thank you.